Martha McSally will have to win a Senate race next year if she wants to keep the seat she was appointed to just a year ago. And Democrat Mark Kelly looms in the general election. This is Arizona Edition on KAWC, show number 38. Today, a conversation with Democrat Mark Kelly. Kelly is a former Navy pilot, an astronaut, an author, a political activist, and husband to former Arizona Representative Gabby Giffords, who was the victim of an attempted assassination in 2011. Also today, we'll look back at a StoryCorps recording from 2010 in Yuma, a conversation between two aviation pioneers I hope will inspire you to record your own conversation when StoryCorps returns to Yuma later this month. But first, Mark Kelly visited the KAWC studios late yesterday. I began by asking him about what he knows about our community. Thank you for coming in. I want to start by talking just really about Yuma. I know that we're about a year away from Election Day, and you're traveling the state. You're probably learning about places other than Southern Arizona where you're from. When you come to a place like Yuma, do you have sort of any preconceptions about Yuma? What do you think you need to know about Yuma?
Well, it's not my first time in Yuma. I haven't been here a lot. And when I have, it was while I was at NASA. You have the Marine Corps Air Station. It was a place I would stop at occasionally. So I'm a little bit familiar with Yuma and this, you know, this part of the state. You know, Yuma obviously is known for being one of the, you know, greatest, you know, agricultural assets, you know, in the country. And it's really important to the state of Arizona. And so my understanding of the issues here are largely around immigration and agriculture, the things that people are often thinking about.
When it comes to immigration, legal immigration, a really important part of this part of the year because we've got the ag workers coming in every night. And for the last year, we've gotten a lot of attention for the illegal immigration that's been happening here. And that's been an influx of asylum-seeking migrants, which was a switch from the way things were going here for a long time. How did you keep up with that? How did that resonate for you?
Well, it's a different issue in different places. And the asylum seeker issue here is a little bit different than it is, let's say, in Douglas or Nogales. There's some similarities. It's certainly a crisis. It's an issue that Washington, D.C. has not handled well. You know, we've spent, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars on border and immigration enforcement since the mid-'80s. And what have we gotten for it? We still have a problem. You know, we are, at the same time, immigration is important to our country, but so is border security. And we need to have secure borders. Frustrates me is you have an issue that Washington, D.C. is having a hard time trying to solve, and there's a lot of partisanship. And this becomes more of a political fight than trying to figure out, okay, what are the right steps we can take, you know, right now to improve the situation for folks that live here in Arizona.
And you're from a community that that values its Border Patrol citizens and workers. We've got a lot of them here. They're very valued here, so it's kind of a different situation.
Same thing in Tucson.
Yeah.
You know, I'm the son of two police officers. We need borders. We need border security. At the same time, when somebody comes here to seek asylum, you know, we should have a process that they can go through that's takes a reasonable amount of time, and we've got to treat people in accordance with our own principles, and we shouldn't compromise those. I have a hard time when I've seen, you know, last year especially, as we've separated, you know, children from their parents. That's something we shouldn't do as a country. At the same time, immigration's important to the economy, especially here in Yuma. This area of the state needs workers and guest workers to continue to operate the agriculture economy here. It's important to the economy. So it's about balance. We certainly need to address the asylum seeker issue. As a state, we can't handle 100,000 asylum seekers in a month, as an example. I know the numbers have gone down a little bit. It's often seasonal. I imagine they'll go back up. Washington, D.C. clearly is not addressing this in the way that they should, and that needs to be fixed.
You're a former Navy member and an astronaut, so you know as sort of an employee, federal employee, you don't always get to share your point of view. Can you sort of sympathize with Border Patrol and the position that they were put in terms of having to deal with this while also waiting for answers from on high?
Absolutely. I've been a federal government employee and a public servant for 25 years in the Navy. You know, as a combat pilot in the Navy, later as a test pilot, and for the last part of my career as a public servant as an astronaut. And I'm well aware of what it's like to deal with a government bureaucracy. It often takes a lot of time. You often don't get the answer that you want or expect or think you should. It can be incredibly frustrating. I understand the issue that the Border Patrol is having, you know, with the federal government. They're put in a bad situation. Often, you know, they're asked to do one thing and it might be, you know, not the thing that makes sense to them. And as the son of, you know, two cops, I understand that, you know, law enforcement, it's a difficult job, especially when you're going to do it over a long period of time. So I'm, you know, grateful that we have, you know, great and we have Border Patrol agents that are going to be there every day to, you know, try to keep our country safer. And they're doing a tough job under less than ideal circumstances.
Let's switch a little bit to another important issue to Yuma, and that's jobs and the economy. Yuma's had one of the highest unemployment rates in the nation for a long time now. And there's some dispute about where those numbers come from. But I've read a little bit about you, and you say data and science should drive a lot of what we do. Can you apply any data and science to how to bring more jobs to a place like Yuma?
I don't know yet. This is my first visit as a candidate here. Part of my job as a candidate for the United States Senate is to learn about the issues that communities are dealing with. And in the case of the unemployment rate here, I was wondering about that myself. I look at it, and there's a strong agricultural economy. And I imagine, my guess is, a lot of the unemployment issues are seasonal, where there are workers that find partial employment, but then part of the year they have a hard time finding the job, and that needs to be addressed. You know, certainly when you have any economy that relies on one industry, it could be a challenge at certain times as that industry has issues. So diversification of an economy is incredibly important. We're here where I just learned from you that there are three universities here, three of the major universities. So education is important. When you have an educated workforce, companies want to be there. They want to come. So to the extent that the state and the federal government, you know, could help this area, improve the economic situation with new job opportunities, I think that would be a good thing.
And you mentioned traveling around to rural parts of the state. Is there anything that stands out for you that you're hearing in rural parts of the state that maybe you're not hearing in the metropolitan areas?
Well, the thing that stands out that I hear everywhere, it's the same, and that's healthcare. Folks are really worried about whether they can get healthcare coverage, that if they have it, can they keep it if they get sick, if they have a pre-existing condition? You know, can they get a health insurance policy? And we certainly have major gaps in the system. We live in a country, we should be able to provide everybody good healthcare that they can afford, that they're not going to lose if they get sick. And it's clear to me that the person that represents them in Washington, D.C. has a impact on whether or not those things are true. We need to do a better job. Folks are worried about their prescription drug prices. I often hear from seniors how price of their medication maybe has gone up 100%, 200%. I've heard 300% in a year with no explanation as to why, and often with no way to pay for it. We can do better as a country. I mean, why is it that the federal government doesn't have Medicare negotiate down the price of prescription drugs? One-third of medications are bought and purchased under Medicare. They should be able to do that. The reason they don't do it, I think, this is my personal opinion, I think others share this opinion, it's that it's the corporate money in our political system. We need campaign finance reform. That's going to help us solve some of these hard problems.
And in rural Arizona, you also have the additional problem of access to some of these services.
Yeah, you often have areas of the state where it's hard to find a medical facility, to even if you have insurance. And that's often a problem we see among veterans, you know, veterans health care. And this is a community. I was just over at Yuma Proving Grounds. And, you know, you have a Marine Corps Air Station here, Yuma Proving Grounds. So you have a lot of retired veterans. You know, what's the veteran healthcare situation? You know, I personally think that veterans that can't get their healthcare, if it's available under VA, but they live in a rural area, they should have another option.
One of the things we talked about just a few minutes ago was agriculture and another sort of Yuma-specific problem, but not really, because it's an Arizona issue, is water. The ag industry gets a lot of credit for how it manages water. How do you keep up with the water issue in the state? And this gives me a sort of personal segue, too, because I've read a lot about how astronauts talk about being in space and looking down at the Earth and having a different point of view about it, that it even speaks to them in a certain way. I'm wondering if that happened to you.
Absolutely. I flew my first space shuttle flight in 2001, aboard Space Shuttle Endeavour. That's the one I would be the commander of on its last flight, and my fourth flight and my last in 2011, and to see some changes in our planet over a decade. Decade is a sliver of time when you consider the age of our planet. To see deforestation in the Amazon at the level that I saw, and that's carbon we've, you know, pushed up into the atmosphere, you know, to clear the land in the rainforest. And, you know, we've gone from 250 parts per million of CO2 pre-industrial revolution to 415 today. Planet is clearly heating up. And if we don't do something about it, we're going to turn over especially here in the state of Arizona, a incredibly serious problem to our children and grandchildren. We could have temperatures that are 6 degrees hotter. What that means for, as an example, because I've seen the data on Phoenix, twice as many days over 100 degrees in the year 2100. It's a problem. And that affects, what does that affect here in the state of Arizona? It affects water. We're already under, you know, stress with water issues here. Lake Mead falls below a certain level. We wind up in this drought contingency plan. Now, Yuma, fortunately, you know, this area, you know, has really good water rights. But when other areas are affected, where are they going to go looking for the water first? And Yuma has done a fabulous job in reducing the amount of water used in agriculture. And I saw a number recently that said that Yuma uses about 80% of the water compared to 40 years ago for ag. And that's great. We just got to keep moving in that direction. But I worry about the planet. I mean, I worry about it a lot, that we're not doing enough. We need to move from fossil fuels to renewable energy. And it's a big task, but our country is really good at solving hard problems. We got the best scientists and engineers. We can figure this out, and this could be a good thing for the state of Arizona. It could be a good thing for this part of the state, high-tech jobs. If we can figure out a way to move from fossil fuels to renewables, this could be good for all of us.
And a report just out today that says that growth in solar will be huge, but Arizona still oddly is not one of the top states for solar in the country, which is something that was said we would be 20 years ago.
We should be, you know, and I know I mentioned this already with regards to healthcare and negotiating the price of prescription medication, but it's the same thing. It's campaign finance reform. You know, corporate PACs from oil and gas companies give the candidates, it makes it really hard for them to members of Congress, members of the United States Senate, to make decisions that don't help those companies. And we've got to figure out a way to fix this. John McCain was somebody who wanted to reform our campaign finance system. He accomplished a lot with McCain-Feingold, and I know he wanted to accomplish more. I've talked to him about it. He was somebody who, a Navy pilot like myself, but he served outside of the Navy here in Arizona as a member of the United States Senate. He served often, you know, very independently from the political party. We need more of that. And when we do that, we can fix some of these hard problems.
Another thing about Senator McCain I can say from the media side is that you always knew where he stood, and he always was happy to share his opinion. Both of the senators from Arizona now are fairly silent on a lot of topics. Hard to get them on the record, quite frankly, especially when it comes to the current controversy over impeachment. Are you satisfied with the information coming out of the senators from Arizona in terms of their view on the impeachment process?
Well, I'm not paying attention to what everybody says on impeachment. I'm traveling around the state. I'm listening to individuals, families, you know, seniors, folks looking for jobs, you know, where they live and work, to find out.
They're not bringing up impeachment?
No. No. They're not. They often bring up healthcare and the economy and the price of their children's education. Those are the issues that I hear about.
Before I let you go, and I appreciate your time, this Senate race is getting a lot of attention around the country. Why do you think that is the case? Why is this race important?
I think they're all important. Who represents all of us in Washington, D.C., in the United States Senate? It's really critical to the direction of our country. What is our future going to look like? Is it going to be a future where we care about making sure everybody has access to health care that they can afford, that they can keep? Are we going to do something on the climate? Are we going to make sure we have an economy that works for everybody and not just the wealthiest and not just for companies, but for, you know, the middle class? The seats in the United States Senate are very critical in, you know, what do we want to look like in the future? What do we want this country to be for our children and grandchildren? And here in Arizona, just because of, I guess, the dynamics of this election cycle, it's going to be close, regardless of who wins. We're working incredibly hard. I'm traveling all across this state. Gabby and I are spending a lot of time in some places that I haven't had the opportunity to spend a lot of time in. And it's been a great learning experience for me. I've got to be prepared, for a year and a half from now, after the election. And I'm meeting a lot of incredible individuals who are telling me about the issues that they're dealing with every day. They're often afraid for the what the future is going to be like for them and their kids. So I'm hopeful, as somebody who has served this country in the United States Navy and then at NASA, that I'll have the opportunity to serve in the United States Senate as well.
All right, Mark Kelly, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Mark Kelly, candidate for the U.S. Senate. This is Arizona Edition on KAWC.